Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Lalan here, author of a hacking book and a Malaysian book of record holder. Now today the topic is COVID-19, how to transform your business in a simple way. Now all of us as business owners, we are facing this one big difficulty during lockdown periods. That is, we cannot operate physically. Okay, we just can't operate physically. That means we cannot open our office. We cannot open our retail shops. That itself is already a very big hit. Second, we can't pay our workers and associates because we're not getting payments easily at this moment of time. And the worst of the worst hit is business owners can't get sales easily. So these three things are really affecting business owners during this lockdown period. So what are the industries that have been hit badly? Example, restaurant owners, yoga centers, shopping malls, car mechanics, even schools are closed, and etc. So these are the industries that are badly hit, and there are of course many more industries out there. So what is the best solution right now? Of course, taking your business online will be the best solution. Now when I say online means, doesn't mean you're going to open a website and then you say you're already online. That's not online. Okay, before I provide any solutions to transform your business online, we need to consider these important points when it comes to online business. First, you guys have to agree to me. You need solid traffic. When it comes to online, you need solid traffic. So when I say online traffic, doesn't mean 100 per day. I mean at least 5,000 to 10,000 traffic per day. Then we say solid traffic. Okay, just for beginners, I would say 5,000 to 10,000 per day. Of course, those who are already advanced, you can go 1 million or even 5 million per day. Now, you also need good online associates or fans to support your business online. I mean, you can't be online alone. You need associates. You need fans to at least comment about your business online. The next, you need a solid content to take your business to the online world. So you need some kind of content or some kind of solutions to take it online to the world. Now, these three points which I'm telling should be your mantra when it comes to digital transformation. It should be your mantra. So that's how I succeeded as an author in my career online. Okay? Now, once you have established these three points, that means you have started to explore and you have started to do these three points, which is traffic, online associates and contents, then you can move or transform your business to all these certain platforms. Okay, first, to meet up, better use Zoom app. I know many people are already starting to use Zoom app. It's very efficient. You can meet your staffs, you can meet your partners and your clients over the Zoom app. They even have very cheap solutions for small business owners. In fact, you can even run your virtual classes over Zoom app for your students. And even for servicing industries, you should move to Zoom app. Example, like lawyers or any consultants, you know, you should move to Zoom app. It's a very efficient app. It's very user-friendly and anybody can use the Zoom app. Second, you must have a good website. That's why I mentioned earlier, just having a website is not enough. And having a beautiful website is also not good enough. So for example, restaurant owners should have a website that has a proper order system online. Okay, so let's say a restaurant owner has a website. When the people want to order food, it should be user friendly. So people should be able to click the order button and choose the food clearly what they want to order, and it should be delivered to their doorstep easily. Okay. Now, as a restaurant owner, you can actually take photos of all this food that you have delivered to your customers and then put it on your website. So your website looks more active, more visible to everyone. Third, update your Facebook page regularly. Don't leave your Facebook page empty or not updated. So business services or products should find a way to help the Facebook users. So not just simply posting comments or creating videos that are not practical just to gain attention. Again, let me use restaurant owners. So restaurant owners, again, should update all their pictures and videos on Facebook. So at least the Facebook users know, oh, there is a restaurant owner is able to deliver food at home. So at least these pictures and videos should be updated on Facebook regularly. Okay, fourth step. You can write blogs or articles to educate people about your business. So many people are just stuck at home. They are bored. So you can write useful articles. For example, a topic. I can suggest a topic. How to create simple balance sheet on Microsoft Excel. So make these articles simple, short and sweet. Okay, another example I can give you. You can also write recipes. How to make simple bread at home. These are all simple articles that can, you know, help people who are at home or not bored. They can learn something new and at least they can start growing. Final step. You can actually, if you have time and courage, you can write a simple ebook. Convert your knowledge into a book and just upload it on Amazon. For beginners, because I know writing books are very challenging, for beginners, I encourage you to write a simple workbook. For example, for sales trainers, you can write a simple workbook on how to close sales during COVID-19 lockdown period. So you can provide simple tips how to close sales in your workbook. So this will help the reader to grow their knowledge in these areas. Okay, another simple workbook I can suggest is How to Do Simple Maths for Kids. So this type of books can help parents with their kids to learn together at home, because most of the parents and kids are at home right now. So this kind of simple workbooks, you can, you know, contribute to them. Maybe you can give it free for now, or if you think the contents are good, you can charge very small amount. So at least they feel appreciated. You know? So lastly, there are a lot of ways to move your business online. Of course, you can use Facebook Live, Instagram, or even YouTube. But what I'm just providing for this podcast is simple tips that you can kickstart your business to go online work. Just remember, everyone, traffic, online, associates, and contents should be your mantra. So always remember, content is king. Thank you, everyone.